Muslim Ministry bookends today's Bishan Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Frustration with the status quo drives gospel growth in Iran. Details coming up. And then later, a media ministry celebrates a major milestone in Turkey. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, Google Iran Today, and you'll see most headlines focused on the coronavirus and Iran's nuclear ambitions. Meanwhile, an equally serious issue is falling off the global radar. 3 months after Iran's widespread protests, nobody's holding security forces accountable for using excessive lethal force. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari explains.
Iranian government officials, they basically massacred roughly about 1,500 Iranian citizens on the streets simply because they did not want to have an uprising on their hands. These are people at random, men, women, children, that were on the streets for whatever reason, either for shopping or protesting. Some of the human rights organizations called on Iranian government to be accountable for the atrocities that took place. Iranian government just hid behind the dark veil that they always hide behind. They said, no, there were only maybe 170 people that were troublemakers that were killed.
Injustice carried out in the name of Islam fuels dissatisfaction. People want more than what Islam offers, and they're finding it in Christ.
A lot of Iranians, they started asking the bigger questions. What makes Jesus so different? We thought it was absolutely sacrilegious for us to believe in anything but Islam. You mean we can actually choose Jesus over Muhammad?
This story continues at missionnews.org. Next, Malaysia's government fell into turmoil last week with the surprise resignation of one prime minister and the selection of another. Some are calling it a soft coup because the party that lost the 2018 elections is now in power again. Lauren Libby of Transworld Radio says the turmoil's been in the making for years and probably won't last long.
Basically, there are two centers of population, the Chinese center of population and the Malay center of population. And the Chinese center of population has too much of an investment in the country to allow that to become too unstable.
But no matter what happens politically, things likely won't get better for Christians living and witnessing in Malaysia.
It is actually illegal to witness or share about Jesus Christ with a Malay, you can actually go to jail. I know some people who have actually gone to jail because of missionary activity in Malaysia.
Transworld Radio transmits programs for Christians into Malaysia, helping them grow closer to Jesus and share their faith naturally in a hostile environment. But they don't take a stand on politics.
Because we serve a king that's bigger than any prime minister or president or anything. So everything we do is centered on the kingdom of God, and Jesus Christ is being king.
And Turkey is the only Muslim country in the world with no state religion. Although it's officially a secular nation, Turkey is 99.8% Muslim. Christians make up less than 0.2% of the population. So it's a big deal that Sat7 Turk, a Christian satellite television channel, is celebrating its 5th anniversary in Turkey. David Middleton with Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, started their channel to reach Turkey with the gospel.
To be actually accepted by the government and given a license and given the opportunity to actually broadcast our programming, in a sense, I think that trust speaks, I think, partly to the reputation that we have as a ministry.
With so few believers in Turkey, there are a lot of misconceptions about Christianity.
When we say, for instance, Christians believe in the Trinity, that's often misunderstood to mean that we believe in three gods, or how our scriptures have come to us and what we believe about them. That's another area of misunderstanding.
That's where the Sat7 Turk channel comes in.
We can offer a clear explanation of what we believe and offer perspective from our faith on different challenges and different cultural issues.
You can help move the gospel forward in Turkey by coming alongside Sat7 Turk. We've got the connections at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab on our website to donate online or get the address to send a check. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.